Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. Well, he's one of the good guys, but it's more than his personality that has made David Wright a beloved figure around Metland. And now the Mets are retiring the captain's number 5 this afternoon, while at the same time ushering him into the team's Hall of Fame ahead of the game against the Reds today.
David Wright, hunk of burning love!
Nancy, Bonnie, Dawn, and Casey, love number 5.
David Wright, we call him hunk of burning love.
Hunk of burning love.
It's not just his good looks. Oh, no, it's everything about David Wright.
The epitome of a hero.
And the ladies aren't alone in their devotion. New mom Megan even named her son after him.
I looked to my husband, and I was like, we're in delivery room number 5. What about Wright for a middle name? The rest is history. It's on the birth certificate.
From the delivery room to the dugout, Craig says Wright is the embodiment of what it means to be a Met.
Great leader, selfless, great teammate.
Wright spent his entire 14-year career with the Amazons in Citi Field. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Wright and Tom Seaver, the only Mets to be inducted into the Hall of Fame while having their jerseys retired on the same day. The only two Mets who've ever pulled that off. And yes, I thought I heard Monica Guy there saying, Two people are dead in Lower Manhattan after a crash in Chinatown early this morning. The NYPD says a car coming off the Manhattan Bridge hit an unoccupied police van around 7:30 a.m. The car then hit a man on a bike and a woman on the sidewalk. The two victims pronounced dead at the scene. They're at Canal in the Bowery. The car's operator and passenger fled, but they're in custody, according to police. No word on the identity of the victims and whether any charges have been filed in the case. The party scene came to a shocking and sudden halt early today at a club in Manhattan in Hell's Kitchen. Patrons at a club in West 46th Street near 11th Avenue say they heard shots fired. People ducked for cover. A 30-year-old man shot in the abdomen but is expected to survive. Sources say it may have been a robbery attempt outside the club. The gunman was last seen making a run for it down West 46th Street. The former Fort Dix will be used as an immigration detention center, and Democrats in the New Jersey House delegation are none too pleased. Congressman Herb Conway posting a warning on social media.
It seems that the administration wants to use the Joint Base as their Northeast alligator Alcatraz. Let's call it what it is. I don't want to see the equivalent of a gulag in our Garden State. There are so many questions that are concerning for the American people, and I will ask them and demand answers from the administration. I'll update you as I learn more.
There are a few specifics. A Defense Department spokesman said that use will depend on operational requirements and coordination with the DHS. A spokesman for Governor Phil Murphy says the governor also stands against the plan. One of the world's largest digital design platforms taking steps to scrub printed guns and gun parts plans. Thingiverse says it's taking steps after discussions with the Manhattan DA about ghost guns. A 3D printed weapon is famously most recently been used in the gunning down of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. DA Alvin Bragg has been calling on companies to pull the CAD files that are used to create weapons on various 3D printing devices. Thingiverse is using automation to detect and remove digital files for those 3D guns. Man in Queens is bruised and battered, but he's free and telling a wild story to police who are on the hunt for about a half a dozen alleged kidnappers.
It started out as dinner with a friend and ended with being pulled off the street and kidnapped for 10 days.
That's terrifying.
It's really scary. It's scary. It's surprising.
The victim telling cops 6 people came from out of nowhere at First and Union Street, tased him, and threw him in the back of a vehicle. He says he was then tortured from July 8th until yesterday when he managed to escape and get to a hospital.
I don't know what's going on with the world, man.
Cops think the kidnappers were trying to get some $200,000 in cryptocurrency. This guy says that's a pretty dumb idea for the kidnappers.
But it's stupid. I mean, if you have somebody to transfer it into another account and then you think they're not going to trace it.
So far, no arrests have been made. In Flushing, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's a benefit concert tomorrow afternoon, Plainfield High School in New Jersey, to raise funds and rally spirits after the devastating flooding. Jazz Clayton Hunt, who works for the city of Plainfield, tells 1010 Winds.
We're hopeful that it will be inspirational, that it will be really powerful in the sense that people will feel the sense of community. And we also hope that it will inspire those who are able to want to do something to help their neighbors who are struggling.
Lil Roach, Plainfield Kings, the 40-plus Double Dutch Club will do their thing. Also, the Swing Combo Salsa Band, among those on stage, again, Plainfield High School, starting at 4 p.m. A member of MS-13 has been convicted on kidnapping, gang assault, and robbery charges on Long Island. Jason Chavez Campos is one of seven people who've now been convicted in the attack on a 15-year-old boy at an abandoned psychiatric center. Prosecutors say the victim was beaten repeatedly, struck with a brick on the back of the head, and then stabbed in the neck and left unconscious inside an abandoned building. Hours later, they say Chavez and other members of MS-13 returned with garbage bags and shovels ready to bury the body, but they couldn't find him. The victim managed to escape the building, they say, and get help from a Good Samaritan. Chavez Campos due back in court next month. He's facing 25 to life on each of the top counts in the case. Police shot and killed a dog after it bit an officer responding to an attack in Sheepshead Bay. Cops were called to an apartment building near Ocean Avenue and Avenue S last night where a man allegedly assaulted a woman. The dog was inside the apartment and bit one of the responding officers on the leg. Her partner then shot and killed the dog. The man accused of assaulting the woman later arrested and charged. Saturday afternoon, and the Writers Guild is calling for an investigation into the decision by CBS to can The Late Show. In a statement, the union says it's concerned the move may be, as they put it, sacrificing free speech to curry favor with the Trump administration. Sources tell 1010 Winds that New York's Attorney General Letitia James will look into the WGA's request. CBS says this was a financial decision only, but the cancellation came just weeks after Paramount settled up its lawsuit with the president for $16 million and days after Stephen Colbert criticized the move during a show, calling it a big fat bribe. Last night on social media, the president celebrated that Colbert was fired and said, "Jimmy Kimmel's next."
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.